Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Minister of Small Business Development, Minister Silanda Beni Abrahams, yesterday gave a press briefing giving us an update on how government plans to support those spaza shop owners after the entire process of getting them to be registered properly. Obviously, this is not just a small business development ministry that is at the forefront of this. You had other ministries, COCTA and the like, who are making sure that all these businesses were properly registered. But they now have a plan to give about 500 million stimulus package support. That's going to be happening from mid-March now. The minister is on the line with us. Minister Ndabeni, thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome. Minister?
Good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for making time for us this evening. You've spoken about the stimulus package for spaza shop owners. One of the things you made mention of is that there will be not just the actual cash injection, but there'll be non-financial support as well. Maybe elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, the non-financial support will be talking to training, provision of POS machines, but also for those that are requiring interventions with refurbishments. As you will know that when the health inspectors and COCTA, they define what a spaza shop should look like, they will tell you it should be building 20 square meters, it must have shelves, it must have refrigerators and the other things. So the non-financial support goes also towards some of the equipment that we're talking about that will be required depending on the assessment that is being done by the inspectors.
So you mentioned yesterday the fact that there is this balance that everybody has to make, and it's not just yourselves, even other departments, that some people obviously did not comply fully. So in other words, Pimelo was interested in complying, went to, you know, to get the registration done and to get all the necessary paperwork. Upon assessment, there were probably glitches, right? In other words, my building was not necessarily fully compliant, and they did not fully comply and get, validated. Does it mean that your department would come in even at that level where the person doesn't fully have the relevant certification, but working towards that? Or are you only going to be assisting those who are already certified?
Remember, when we are saying we're assisting them to be compliant, we mean including certification.
Mm-hmm.
But what enables them to get the certification? Then we look at those things. Because when a health inspector comes and say, no, we can't allow you to do ABC because you're not compliant to the food safety, whatever thing.
Mm.
Then they will define a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are those that must go for formalization of the business.
Mm.
This means probably CIPC registration, SARS registration, and all that. We assist them with those. Because it's mainly the building that gets inspected, the environment wherein the people is trading from. Because, you can't mix food with pests, with issues that, you know, that are not meant for household use. So it's those things that we're saying we assist them so that they can stay in business. And this is mainly for South African-owned businesses. Because we are saying they've taken an initiative to start a business, but also they've heeded the president's call of going to register. But it is not their fault that they're not meeting every requirement.
Mm.
So we are assisting them with a cost towards the compliance. Because we want them to stay in business so that they can be competitive like others.
One of the other issues that came up was that the assessment happens at district level, local government level. And we know that not all government, local government municipalities are the same. Others are still, as you said, are still quite manual in their processes, and it's taking a while. So the assessment of some of these registration processes and the application to get your assistance, would the business owner come directly to you at national level, or would they still rely on the district level?
They're going to apply at local level. We're going to announce the details of where do they go to. But also we have some platforms that we have created. But I did indicate also yesterday that having observed that most of the municipalities don't have the digital systems, we then took a decision to say, because of the request that they also made, we took a decision to then come up with a platform that will assist with the registration in order to ensure that there's integration of the work that we do, which means from local level, everybody can be privy to what is happening, who has applied at district, at provincial, and at national level. This is meant to ensure that we avoid double dipping by some of the applicants, because we've seen those mischiefs. Now, if we're working together, because at national we don't have people, people are at local, but then the system enables, it doesn't matter where you are at, which is why it will do the geo-mapping to say Stellenda Bene resides in this area or trace from this area as per the information that is given.
The bank guarantees that you've mentioned, what would qualify somebody to actually get that get bank guarantee from the state?
All right, the bank guarantee had nothing to do with this Spaza Shop intervention.
Okay.
But on the programs or the interventions that we are providing, we also provide credit guarantee. We do give money, for example, to APSA. I know that other banks are on queue. I know NetBank, we've been working with them. I'm not sure now if it has not lapsed the contract as we continue to renew. So when we provide that credit guarantee, it's meant to assist entrepreneurs who have good business models, but the bank considers them as high risk. We are saying they shouldn't be punished. Therefore, the bank can then transfer those, and then the teams that does the assessment, they do the assessment of the deal, and they work with the bank, and then indeed they say, you can approve those entrepreneurs. And then they go and trade, which the bank does its own processes in terms of the scrutiny, including trying to recoup its money. But then when they're not doing well, the banks know that if the entrepreneur may fail or may not do well, then the agency will come on board for a particular cost.
So, Minister, just
and
so
that's
that I'm
protecting both the bank and the entrepreneur, giving access to the entrepreneur.
Just so that I'm clear, when you say it had nothing to do with the Spaza, it doesn't exclude them. It's just that you're saying that it's a program that's available in your department.
Yes, it's a program that is available in my department. The Spaza Shop is the 500 million that we announced specifically for this intervention for those registration. But we do have an ongoing program for Spaza Shops under the program that we call TREP, which is the Township and Rural Enterprise Program. That one is ongoing. This one, because there was a need for this intervention to take, Spaza Shops must be registered. And we are aware that not all of them will be compliant. So we are making an intervention so that they continue trading and be compliant at the same time.
Just, you know, and I know there are no real stats, but just generally, where were those who were not able to fulfill the requirements of compliance, you know, falling short? Was it formalization? Was it the infrastructure? Maybe broadly, if you can give us a sense.
Well, I don't want to get into speculation. Okay. Those reports are coordinated at the net joints, and we will have a press briefing in detail to say 70% of the registered was not compliant on 1, 2, 3, 30% on this. And out of that, this is the number of South African owned, and this is the number by non-South African owned. The reason I can't really get into speculation is because the work was finished on Friday as it was the deadline.
Okay.
The municipalities were closing, so they are proceeding with finalizing all the applications for submission to the Department of COCTA, which is the custodian of the registration process, and they will convene us as the other parties that are involved in the work.
All right. Minister, I really appreciate your time. Minister Stella Ndabeni, Minister of Small Business Development, as they announced a 500 million injection into the Spaza Shop. It's called the Stimulus Package, and it will be kicking off from mid-March.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.